Well, bless you today, and thanks for the call to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspiration Line. What a joy it is to be able to bring you God's Word. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the Bible in our language. As I've said before, if you have an English Bible, those words, that book is bought with blood, and that those words ought to be inscribed in gold. Bless God for the perfect Word of God in front of us. If you speak English, you should be reading the King James Bible. It's God's preserved and perfect Word of God. So keep looking to Jesus. Let's go to 1 John today, chapter 1 and verse 6. You know, I can't go over every if in the Bible, but I want you to note a word today, if. If. Two little letters there, I-F. And I want to look at five ifs of human experience. I want to understand these things today, and we're going to use verse 6 as our premise. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we say we have fellowship with him. Do you say we have fellowship with him? If we say. And then it keeps on saying, if we walk in the light. Then it goes on to say, if we say we have no fellowship, we have no sin. If we confess our sins. And it says in verse 10, if we say we have not sinned. So let's look at these five ifs of human experience quickly for our little devotion time here. Number one, the first if, we're going to call him the hypocrite. If we say we know God and still walk in darkness, our sins prove we're liars. In other words, hypocrite. So if you say you know God and you walk in darkness, you're not saved. You don't know God. You're a hypocrite. Number two, the Christian. This is the Christian's if. First one was the hypocrite's if. Now the Christian says, God says to him, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with him, the Father and the Son. And then it says the blood of Jesus keeps us cleansed from all sin. You know, the blood of Jesus is not just a salve to throw around. The blood of Jesus is not a debit card to scan every time you blow it. That's not the purpose. The blood of Jesus was the perfect and most expensive payment that could have been ever given to give me and you the victory. And Jesus shed his blood not so to patch you up or just to give you a little medicine, prop us up till judgment day, but he shed that blood. He gave his life. And so we can have victory. Praise God. We can have the victory over sin through the blood of Jesus. Yeah, if we sin, absolutely, we have the blood of Jesus to run to. Number three, the self-deceiver. That's verse 8. If we say we have no sin, I would say if we say we have no sin to confess, we're not sinners. We deceive ourselves because we know better and we lie. And in their day, they had these Gnostics and the other heretics that denied they were sinners and that Christ's death atones for sin. I want you to know today, everybody has sinned. There's nobody that's not a sinner. Everybody has sinned. If you say you have not sinned, then you're a liar, the Bible says. You are what we call a self-deceiver. You have believed a lie. Now, I believe that a man can get the victory over sin and live holy. I believe a man can deal with every known sin in his life, and he can have victory. I like what one brother said. he jumped up one day and said, I got TV. And, well, all of us that didn't have TVs, that ditched our TVs years ago, was looking at this brother, and he said, I got total victory over the devil and over my flesh through Jesus' blood. We had to chuckle. Amen. You should seek TV. Amen. Total victory. Praise God. Number 4, verse 9, this is the penitent center, or shall we say the repentance center. If we confess our sins, that is, if we be honest and acknowledge we are sinners, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Number 5, verse 10, this is the willful rebel against God. If we say that we have never sinned, excuse me, we make God a liar. His word is not in us. In verse 8, the idea is contending we are not guilty before God. And here is we were never guilty. Well, I want you to know today there's 5 ifs. Number 1, the hypocrite. We say we know God and still walk in darkness. If the Christian, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship with the Father and the Son, and that blood of Jesus is going to keep you saved and cleansed and clean. That self-deceiver says he doesn't have to deal with his sin. He's not a sinner. He's okay. His religion or his morality is going to save him. Then we have the repentant sinner. He's confessed his sin, and he's honest and acknowledged that he can't save himself. He needs a Savior. Praise God. And then that rebel against God, he just basically says, I don't even need God. I've never sinned. He's a liar, the Bible says. The truth's not in him. So you think about these things. Maybe you can find some more. The Lord bless you. Keep your eyes looking upward and onward. Jesus is coming soon. He never lied yet, and he's not going to lie. He's going to redeem us. He's coming for us. Let's be ready, and let's help others be ready.